This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. And we've seen a trend in this 100th legislature of people talking about a sort of pass-now fix later method of governing in Michigan. It was highlighted maybe the most obviously recently with the passage of the new auto insurance law here in Michigan meant to drive down rates. Not everyone was happy with how that turned out, and I think everyone has admitted this law, it still needs a little more work, and everyone intends to revisit it. Senator Adam Ollier is a Democrat from Detroit. He voted in favor of this bill. He says it's just the first step in the process.
I mean, I don't think there's anything like a perfect bill. I've never seen one. I've never heard of one. But I think it's much better than anything that we've been talking about. But most importantly, it's the beginning for, I think, a broader discussion about what we can do to really take care of folks, right? So we passed one bill, and the governor signed it last week, and we've already started to fix it and make this legislation better. And I hope that we continue to do that.
What he is getting at is what I have been hearing a lot in Lansing, which is let's not let perfect become the enemy of the good. We saw this even more recently with the passage of some e-cigarette legislation. The legislatures, schools, a lot of people have agreed that there needs to be something done to stop minors from vaping. And so lawmakers at the state capitol were able to come up with legislation and passed it, sent it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that bans the sale and use of e-cigarettes for minors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that she reluctantly signed the bills because she would rather see e-cigarettes be regulated as tobacco. This is something that she's saying, look, I am signing now because I realize that we need to do something, but let's keep working on this. Let's keep at that. And this is a trend that we're going to constantly be seeing. We have constantly seen in Lansing, and we're probably going to keep seeing because, as Senator Ollier pointed out when I talked to him, a lot of major pieces of legislation were not passed the first time perfectly. They are constantly having to go back and tweak major legislation.
Up on Mackinac Island during the Mackinac Policy Conference, Speaker Chatfield, a Republican, said a lot of the work that they do up in Lansing is fixing bills that have been passed previously. And he sort of said that in the context of term limits, pointing out sort of a problem in his mind that every couple of years there's this massive turnover in the legislature where new people come in that weren't necessarily familiar with how the negotiations played out in the first place and maybe what the issues are that need to be fixed. There's this lack of knowledge and institutional knowledge about how these issues need to be addressed again and made more perfect. And that's sort of interesting because now you're hearing more and more people in the legislature saying, look, either we need to revisit the issue of term limits here in Michigan, or we need to start getting these right the first time.
It's kind of like when you buy something on credit. That can be a really great thing. It gets you the thing that you need right away. And if you're able to pay it off really quickly, you don't even notice that maybe you paid a couple extra bucks for that thing that you needed right away. However, if you wait too long, or if the circumstances just aren't right for you to buy that thing on credit, what you get could end up costing you more than if you had just waited longer to get it right the first time.